Okay, today's daf is Me'ila Daf Dalet. Me'ila Daf Dalet, as we continue in this first perek of Meseches Me'ila, and we are on four lines from the bottom on the Gimel Amid Beis. As we continue, what did we just have yesterday? We had the statement of Rav Gidel Amar Rav, who said that Azrikas Pigel is not significant. Basically what he said. In that, when you have a zrikas pigel, zrika of a carbon that became pigel, that was this pagel, the Kohen thought, chutz lezmano, that's real pigel. If a Kohen does that, so then, that does not remove the me'ila by kachay kachim. It stays in a state of me'ila, even though a normal zrika, a zrika kehilchasa, is matir it, because once the basar becomes mutter to the Kohanim, there is no longer any me'ila. But if it's zrikas pigel, it doesn't do that. Status quo, it stays. And the same thing by kachay kalim. Usually by kachay kalim, the zrika creates pigol for the emurin that are going onto the mizbeach. But when it comes to zrika's pigol, it does not create the pigol, and again, it stays status quo. That is the zrika's pigol. Again, it is not motzi midei me'ila by kachay kachim, and it's not mevi lidei me'ila by kachim kalim. That is the shita of Rav Gidel Amar Rav. If you remember, we discussed in the past, if a Kohen is mefagel, is he chayiv to pay the owner of the carbon? The Rambam discusses that in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. After all, the Kohen is mazik. It's hezek she'eino nikar, but it is a case of hezek. So if you hold hezek she'eino nikar, shmei hezek, the Kohen might have to pay in that case. The Gemara at the beginning of Baba Kama discusses whether being mefagel is an av hanezek. And in that context. Either way, that's the discussion of pigel. So the Gemara went through a question that Rav Papa asked Abaye from the Mishnah Maseches Menachos. How could Rav Gidel Amar Rav say that Azrikas pigel is not significant? The Mishnah says in Menachos that a shchitas pigel is significant. That was the question. How do you see it significant? Because the Gemara said if I do shchita on a carbon toda and I'm a fagel, the lechem still attains sanctity, as long as the lechem is within this proper place, whether it was in the Yerushalayim, within the Azara, Machlokas, we saw yesterday, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the Gemara says that's the key line for us, shachta chutz lezvada v'chutzlum koma, kidei shalechem. So we see that the an avoda of pigel can be significant. So how could Rav Gidel Amar Rav say that a zrika pigel is not significant if the Mishnah says a shchita pigel is significant? So the first answer the Gemara gives is that's exactly the difference between shchita and zrika. When is pigel nikva? As we know, pigel is not known until you finish the avoda. Because if you don't do the avoda properly, so that it's not pigel. If there's any other problem in the avoda, it's not pigel. And therefore, the first suggestion of the Gemara, Rabbi Abba says that a shchitas pigel is significant, because it's not pigel yet. It's only nikva to pigel later on. But a zrikas pigel would not be significant, and that's the statement of Rav Gidel Amar Rav. So that was the first answer that we had in the Gemara. This will not hold up in the end, because there are many, many rayas that say that even the shchita is called pigel kind of al tanai. As long as it's fulfilled, this already has a status of pigel, which the Gemara is going to ask. But this first suggestion of Rabbi Abba is that there's a difference between zrika and shchita in the world of pigel. If the lechem achieves kedushas haguf,
and therefore,
if you have to eat it within the treat it within the walls of Yerushalayim, and you have to eat it in no, it's not me'ila. So I mean, the kedushas lechem, could have the lechem is mutter to anybody to eat. It's kashe kalim. So you have to eat it within the by chatzos, all the other halachas. Good. So Amrle Rav Ashi l'Rava. Say ask Rav Ashi to Rava. But we have another statement of Ula. V'yamar Ula komates pigel shehe elul gabi mizbeach paka pigula mimenu. What does that mean? We know that kmitza in the world of carbonous mincha takes the place of shchita. Kmitza, holacha, kmitza, kabbalah bakli, holacha, and haktara. If you remember the dalet avodas of a karei mincha, I do kemitza with the middle three fingers of the kohen, and then I put it into a kli shareis, I walk with it over to the mizbeach, and I burn it. I burn the kometz. And after I burn the kometz, then the rest of the karei mincha becomes mutter, as long as it's not a minchas kohen, when it all has to be burnt. But that is the kemitza. So the ula says that if I have a kometz, the kometz itself, and it's pigel. I was mefagel in the kometz. When I did the kemitza, I thought that I'm going to do the haktara la'achar zmano. And I take that kometz and I bring it up on the mizbeach and I burn it. The halacha is paka pigula mimenu. There is no more pigel by that kometz that I burned. Paka pigulam imenu. Why? The svar given in the Gemara there is that if this haktara has to be done in order to create pigul for the shirayim, for the rest of the karma minchas, you have to say this haktara is done in a proper way. The only way that I could say that this pigul for the whole process is that to say that this is a good haktara. The only way to say that this is a good haktara is if the shame pigul is removed. If there's a shame pigul on this komet, then I'm not doing the haktara properly. So says the Gemara there, you have to say that the pigul is removed by the actual komet that is being burned. But what do you see from that line? Paka pigulo mimenu means there was pigul and it's being removed. And what do we say? The kemitza hainu shchita, and kemitza is parallel to the malacha to the avodah of shchita. So that proves that there is pigul earlier. You want to say, Rabbi Abba, that there's a difference between shchita and zrika, and the status of pigul is only established at the end by avodah 4. That's when the status of pigul is established. But here you see clearly the Gemara says that if you do avodah 4, then you could remove the status of pigul. What do you mean remove the status of pigul? It didn't start yet, so it must be that it did start. But it did start. That's the language the Gemara is picking up on. Paka pigulo hemenu. So doesn't Ula reflect that there is a status even earlier? So, by the way, I didn't emphasize it, but who asked this question? Rav Ashi asked this question to Rava. That is a good shiloh, whether that is a proper girsa or not. Because if you look in the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Beis, our girsa is Mishameis Biyom Shameis Rava, no letter of Ashi. The day that Rava died, Rashi was born. So he wasn't asked any kashas. No matter how precocious he was, even if he was born a couple hours before, I don't think he was in the Beis Medrash yet asking questions. So maybe you change the girsa to Rabba. If you look on the side of the Gemara there, they quote the girsa of the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, where the Rambam says, Ad, different lyrica, Ad Shemes Rava, no letter of Ashi. Meaning before Rava died. So there could have been an overlap, and according to that, you don't have to change our girsa. But there's different girsas. Either way, they lived in close proximity, even right after, one and right after the other, or a little bit of overlap, but that's important between Rava and Ravashi. Okay, back to the question. So that Ravashi asked Rava, or Ravashi asked Rava, whoever it might be, that this line of Ula reflects that there is a shame pigul earlier. So how can you say that it is does not exist? So the Gemara says, Amar le isura demaisi le de pigul. When it says paka pigulo, don't take it literally, but the status of pigul is removed. What we would call the machayev, the root cause of what could cause pigul if everything is done properly, is removed. You don't have to say it was actually pigul and that was removed. Shchita, even according to Rabbi Abba, shchita, even if it's not pigul yet, is the beginning of the process of what's going to cause pigul. So that's what it means here. Isura demaisi li de pigul. If you look at Rashi on the second to last line on the Amud, tchilas pigul, he calls it. The beginning of the process of pigul. Tchilas isur pigul. Right, so that's what it means, but don't take it literally that paka pigul menu paka, the root cause that's going to cause pigul. So far we saved Rebbe Abba. By the way, if you actually eat the komets even before it goes up on the Mizbeach, the Mefarshim pointed out that there's another reason why it's not pigul. Besides the Lashon Paka Pigulo Mimenu, remember the Mishnah we had in Maseches Zvachim? When does pigul apply? Only by a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That phrase is used, it means different things in various contexts. Usually that means it's going to become mutter at some time. But Davar Sheyesh Matirin in the world of pigul means something that other items and actions matir it. But if it itself functions as a matir, then there's no pigul. That's what the Mishnah says in Zvachim on Daf Membeis Membeis, Perek Beis Shammai. The Elu Dvarim Shein Chayav Analeim Shem Pigul. These things, right, in Seder Kachim, it's always good to review Mishnayos all over. Right, Elu Dvarim, these are items that don't have pigul. First one on the list, komets. Why? Why doesn't komets have pigul? Because komets is a matir. If I'm matir the komets, then the shirayim of the mincha become mutter for the kohanim, for the zichrei kahuna. Right? It's kachim kachim. So only zichrei kahuna could eat it. So komets is the first on the list. And haktaras, the hakomets, the haktores, ktores. If the kohen is mefagel in the ktores, if you eat the ktores, the spices, so you're not going to be chayv karis. V'halavona, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, v'hadam, v'hanesachim habar b'fnei atzmon, right? Luke, Shem, and Shem, and Tzara, all of these are not, they're not chayav, because the Mishnah ends off and says, v'chol she'esh lo matirin, bein lo adam, bein lo bezbeach, chayav ala mishum pekel. Right? Only items that have davar she'esh lo matirin. So let me first point that out, trying to fit that into what Ula says here. But either way, back to the Gemara. So Rav Ashi says to Rava, "I don't you see from that lashon that there was pigle even b'shas shchita, meaning shas kemitza? No, it means isur demaisili de pigle. The Gemara says v'haktani. We have another statement of Ula. Ula says, in explaining his previous phrase about the pigle status being removed from the kometz, im acherim mevili de pigle. If this kometz has the power to make other things pigle." So who atzmo lo kol shekein, surely it should have significance for itself to be able to be a good avoda, because after all, it creates pigle for everything else. So again, you see from there, it sounds like that it is talking about removing its status, not preventing. So Gemara says, no, hanam yisur demaisa de pigle. You can fit it in. That doesn't mean actual status of pigle, but it means what could bring pigle. Okay, period. So far, Rav Abba is saved. Remember, Rav Abba Shita, Shchita's pigle is not really a Shchita of pigle, because the pigle status does not kick in yet until the end of the process. Amar le, big nafkamina. What happens if I eat a piece of the meat before I do the Zrika? That's the big chiddush of Rav Abba. According to Rav Abba, if I eat a piece of meat before the Zrika, after the Shechita, and later on, in a couple of hours, I do the Zrika Pigle. So now the status of Pigle kicks in. Does it kick in Lamafreya? Am I Chayev Kares Lamafreya on what I ate? That would be challenging to say. Because where would the Hasra? Well, Chayev Kares, you don't have to give Hasra for. But in terms of Malkus, in terms of other Nafkaminas, either way, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Abba. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi. But now Ravina asked Ravashi. V'hi Amar Ilfa. But didn't Ilfa say? We spent some time on Ilfa. V'yamar Ilfa, didn't Ilfa say relating to a machlokas also in Masechah Zvachim? Remember a machlokas we had back in Zvachim on Daf Chavtes? We said yesterday and today already, pigle only is chal if everything else in the avoda is perfect. If there's any other mess up in the avoda, then pigle is not chal. Right? It's an interesting lumdis why that should be. Pigle has to be alone. It has to be exclusive. If there's any other problem, pigle doesn't cause problems. The Mishnah, though, says, on Daf Chavtes, that there's a chshita of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in that any other problematic thought in the process is going to mess up pigle. Even if you think pigle first. Let's say I do a chshita with pigle thought, and I do a zrika chutzlim komo. So the Tanakhama says there, that messes up pigle. Pigle is not chal, because it's not a perfect avoda. Rabbi Yehuda, there in Maseches Zvachim Daf Chavtes, argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as the pigle thought is first, it's okay. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh klal, says the Mishnah, Kol ha-shochet ha-makabov ha-mahalak ma-zorek lecho dover shakar lecho lak dover shadarko la-haktir chusam koma pasal vein bokaris chusas manu pigle v'chayvan alav karis u-bilvad she-yakar v'matar kimitzvaso. As long as the avodah is done properly. And it gives the examples of what we hold. But at the end of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zeh ha-klal, Kol she-machsheves ha-zman kodmo lo-machsheves ha-makom pigle v'chayvan alav karis. If machsheves hazman, chutzal zmanu comes first, so that creates pigle. Then machsheves hamakom kodmo machsheves hazman, pasul vein bokaris. And if machsheves hamakom, chutzlim komo comes first, then that prevents pigle. V'chamomim no, zev zev pasul vein bokaris. And we all know, even chutzlim komo thought anywhere in the process, even after pigle, is going to ruin the status of pigle. So that's the machlokas there. That's what Ilfa's commenting on here. The Amar Ilfa, machlokas, the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Whether you could have pigle if you first think chutzlim mano and then think chutzlim komo, that machlokas is only b'shtei avodos. It's only by two avodos, which we'll see in a second, doesn't mean two avodos as in Shechita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, but it means within two physical actions. That's what avoda here means. Kigon, for example, De Amar, Harini Shochet Simen Rishon Chutz Lazmano V'Simen Sheni Chutz Lamkoma. Within Shechita, we know for an animal you have to shecht rove of both simanim. For a bird, it's only one, right? It's the first Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Chulin, how much you have to shecht. So the Ilfa says that the machlokas is only where the thoughts at least were separated. By the first simon you think chutz l'zmano, the second simon you think chutz l'mkomo. That's where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But aval ba'avoda achas, but by one avoda, de kule alma eruve machshavos havi. But by one avoda, let's say within one simon, you thought both chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree there's no pickle there. Right? Eruve machshavos havi. That's what we would say. But what do you see from this discussion of Ilfa? You see that, let's say, according, it sounds like, Machlokas is by two avodos. According to Yehuda, it's pig already. And it's within Shechita. Talk about within Shechita. Kashan Rabiaba. Right, Rashi says again, or the Mefarish, like the 10th skinny wide line. Ma'alma machsheva Shechita l'chude pigolave. We're within the world of Shechita, and we're talking about pigol. So again, it's a kach on Rabbi Abba. You see, Shechita already has the status of pigol. So the Gemara answers no. Hachanami lechizarek tigli milsa iba avodachas ibishtei avodos. Now here too, you can work it in. When you this machlokas is when you do the zrika, then you will determine whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, whether pigol was created. You don't have to say pigol is already created now, but right now, what you do now will have significance for the later part of the avoda. So far we saved Rabbi Abba. We're about to get to the last question, which is going to knock out Rabbi Abba. But so far we have saved him again to say that Shechitas pigol is not called a Shechitas pigol because pigol doesn't really get come into play until later. One ha'ara, and that is Ilfa. Remember Ilfa, the story in Maseches Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph, where Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were walking away from yeshiva. They decided it was time to go, and they take a nap under a tree, and all of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan wakes up in a sweat because he had heard two malachim talking, and the malachim was saying, you know what? There's one person down there that is ruining his life, and there's another person down there that's not. Right, ruining his life because he should be staying in yeshiva and he should become the Gadol Hador. And Rabbi Yochanan said, did you hear that? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear anything. Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, it must be me. And therefore, he went back to yeshiva and he became Rabbi Yochanan. And Ilfa did not. And therefore, he's Ilfa. He's not Rav Ilfa. He didn't become the Rosh Yeshiva. But that's the story. We've spoken in the past why Ilfa was to blame. Seemingly, he didn't have the dream. And we mentioned B'Shem a number of the Bali Musar. Maybe he could have had the dream. Couldn't have the dream. We all could have the dreams, but he didn't. Either way, that's the story. But many times in Shas, Ilfa, you see in the back of his mind, whenever he makes a comment like, I could have been greater. I could have been greater than Rabbi Yochanan if I would have stayed. Like something the Gemara Ksuba says, he was sitting on the mast of a ship. And he said, what he loved to do is to prove brisas from Mishnayos. And he said, if you bring me any brisa and I can't prove it from a Mishnah, I can bring you a source, I'll jump off this boat. Right, that's the kind of person that Ilfa was. So, autobiographically, doesn't say it explicitly, but what it probably means, autobiographically, the Margolius Hayam, in his Akdama to Maseches Sanhedrin, Margolius Hayam was also not someone who sat and learned, he was a businessman. So, in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, he quotes this story, and he gives shot in the story. That's the whole Akdama. Without explaining why he's quoting this in the Hakdama, but it's somewhat clear. He quotes this story and he says, "May ha'sipur ha'ma'anyenahu l'meidem anachnu kama hechshivu es Ilfa." You see, Ilfa was as great as Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, if he would have stayed, he would have been mamlich instead of Rabbi Yochanan. Ashi hikdimu, even though the story starts off Ilfa for Rabbi Yochanan, not even Rabbi Yochanan for Ilfa. The story starts off Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan, Hikdimu Rabbi Yochanan, Binaktam Ilfa Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa Kodem, the Amro, Shimaya Ilfa Yoshi Baal Shal Torah, Balah Yosi Lemevet Iska, Osoa Yumamlichim, Av Rabbi Yochanan Hadar, Rabbi Yochanan Darshin, Lo Mevel Yamu, Lo Besachranim, Lo Betagranim, Rabbi Yochanan thought that I can't become the Rosh Yeshiva if I go out to business. But Ilfa, Gavar Rav Pa'alim, he was able to do it. Kinir Elo Hailo Malimkar, must be Ilfa that didn't have any bread. Didn't have any food, and he had to go out to the workplace. He had to. Lo yarash nachla sadav akarem. Umibliem sa'im she ya'afshiru lo lebeiso lichyot ad hayamim shebahem yeroi lo hora'a hochach lefano shem ha'asakim v'lovar toh torim derech eretz. That's what Ilfa had to say. I have to work for a living, which is what 98% of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants us to do. And the Malachi Ashares were upset. Ay, Chayesha. But Rabbi Yochanan Hadar Ave Ilfa Hokach Lasos Iska Vahayla Semel Shal Tamar Chacham Socher. Yoda Ilfa Ki Amnam Lo Timsa Halacha Psuka Harola Maisa Besachranim V'Tagranim. He knew that he wouldn't have the Halacha followed like him because he was going to go out. Adam prati she'eno bal misra v'lo yagis libo bahura lo yimsa l'shanein hachraos achronei achronim. He wouldn't. But still, v'im lo hirshetu, ito, asu, I thought this, okay. And because Ilfa knew that he wasn't going to be listened to as the Gadol Hadar, you know what he said to himself? He chose a different way to eternalize his Torah teachings. He wrote a sefer. If today, if during the day he's at business, he sat and learned all night. And that's why you find in Maseches Menachos, Kasav a Pinkasei de Ilfa, the Yerushalmi and Maisris, Ashkach de Kasav a Pinkasei de Ilfe. You find the Pinkasim of Ilfas, because he knew that's how he was going to eternalize his sayings and his limud, because he wasn't the Rosh Hashiva. Amnam lo malach, aval ilfa eno chafetz klal limloch. Ga'agui ilfa hein lomoda lalamed. Lish revelasos aznayim latorah. Lish ov mi makaros rishonim, ula ashkos tzveim ladvar Hashem besichos chaveim ubepirsim divrei Torah shekasa b'pinkosav. Reuven Moshe Margolius. Right, Reuven Moshe Margolius, that's how he ends the Akdama. See, that's all he says! So, look, alright, it's autobiographical that I'm also, you could be a great Talmud Chacham and be a businessman. The Rishash was a banker. And Rav Schechter likes to point out that hardly anyone else we have in history that comments on every single daf in Shas. The Rishash has something to say! I remember one time when he said that, we were like looking to find, I think we found one daf at the end of Chulin. Okay, if you get 2,710, that's also good. Right, that's the Magali Yesayam. That's, yeah, the beginning of Sanhedrin, he quotes this about Ilfa. You could put this together with the Hagdama of the Chai Adam, to the Chachmas Adam, to the Sefer on Yeredeya, where he also talks about what he did. He says, some people think I don't have the rights to write the Sefer, because I'm in Leipzig, and I go to the marketplace, but let me tell you, I'm not saying this out of Gaiva, I'm just saying this out of Metzius. They should take my Sefer seriously. Every single second I was there that I wasn't talking to a customer, Daiti Batora. And I had the Sefer open in the Shuk, and even sometimes when customers walked in, I didn't even see that they walked in, because I was busy sitting and learning. And when I traveled there, Daiti Atora. Required reading for anyone, but it's unbelievable Hakdamah. It's just 2 pages long. And he says, look what I can do. He says, there's a curse in my family. We're never going to have any money. So I have to, go out and make sure that I have what to put bread on the table. But that's, this is Ilfa. This is the Chachmas Adam. And this is the Magali Sayyam. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara. If we have time, we'll continue now. But I think we should have some time at the end. Also, Ravina said this to Ravashi. The significance of Ravina and Ravashi, right? The Poske Achrone Amoraim just had this conversation. Ravina said to Ravashi, but let's do a little more, and then maybe we'll come back to the status of Ravina and Ravashi. But first the Gemara continues. Ihachi, says the Gemara, back to the question of Rabbi Abba. If you're telling me that only Zrika has significance, and Shechita does not have significance yet in the world of Avodas, so then Ihachi Gabe Toda Nami Adizarik, if the Shechita is not really the Avoda that is the Makadesh, the Zrik is the Makadesh, and that's why Pigol is determined by the Zrika, so then how is it that a Shechita is Makadesh the Lechem in the first place? If you're telling me that the real Avoda that imbues sanctity with the items is the Zrika, then how could the Mishnah say, Shachta chutz lezmana kiddush alechem? The lechem should all wait until Zrika, because that's the real avoda that is Mekadesh. So because of that question, among others maybe that the Gemara could have asked, proving that there's a status of pigal even earlier, the Gemara rejects Rabbi Abba. So we're back to the original question. How could Rav Gidol Amarav say that a shchitas pigal does nothing, it doesn't create Mi'ila by Kache Kalim, and it does not remove Mi'ila by Kache Kachim. Doesn't do it, because it's Pigol. But how can you say that if the Mishneh Menachos says that Shechitas Pigol is significant? So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah in Menachos should be re-understood. When it says that the Shechitas Pigol creates Kedusha, it doesn't really mean full Kedusha. Doesn't mean it sanctifies. It creates a little bit of a Kedusha, enough to Umaykidesh li pasel de bayisreifa, enough to say that you have to burn it. You have to burn it if it's Nifsal. But not that it has full Kedusha now. Really, Zrika is the Iker. But Shechita is just it sanctifies us somewhat. Period. So we defend that's what Rabbi Abba means, and now we're going to try to prove Rav Gidol Amarav. I'm sorry, not Rabbi Abba, we gave a different answer. And now that we answer the questions, now we're going to try to defend him. Lema Messiah, let's try to prove Rav Gidol, who says that by Pigol, Kachi Kachim never leave Me'ila, and Kachi Kalim never come to Me'ila. First try. Ha Pigol la'o la'mol and bo. That's the same in the Braisa, four words. Pigol always has Me'ila. What is that saying? La'olam. It always has Me'ila. So, lav afagav de Izrik dam. Doesn't the La'olam teach me? What do you mean always? Even after he had Zrikas Adam. U'misayalei. And this is a Raya then. Rav Gidol Amarav says, Me'ila always applies to Pigol, even after Zrikas Adam. So isn't that this Bryce approving? That requires lo, de lo Zarak Adam. No, what it means is that there is Me'ila until Zrikas Adam. So there's no Raya. Marseille, de lo Zarak Adam, Ma'ila Memra. If you didn't do Zrikas Adam yet, of course, Kache Kachim remained in the world of Me'ila. What? How did it get out of Me'ila? That's Pashut. So the Gemara said, no, Ela Olam de Zarek. Really, the Brisa is talking about Yad Zrikas Adam. And there still is Me'ila. Aye, why isn't that a rioter of Gidol then? V'chitanya hahi be'ola. No, but the Brisa is only talking about Ola, a carbon Ola. Zrika does not make a carbon Ola come out of the world of Me'ila. So the Gemara says again, Iba Ola Pshita. The Gavoa Hikula. Ola is always full of Me'ila. Ola never comes out of the world of Me'ila. So what's the Chiddush? If it's talking about an Ola after Zrikas Adam, then forget Pigol. Forget Pigol. A regular case of Zrikas Adam does not get out of the world. Even after Zrika, you have to burn the carbon Ola. Right? It's Kulo Kalio. So the Gavoa Hikula. So how can you say that we're talking about Ola there? There's something to say, but let's at least just continue first. So the Gemara says, Va'od, and also, I'll prove to you that Brisa cannot be talking about Ola, Diktati Sefer, because the next line of the Brisa says, Lon Dama, if the blood was left overnight, meaning you didn't sprinkle the blood by Shkia, Afal Pi, Shechazar Vizarko, even if you then do the Zrika Molenbo, meaning if you do the Zrika Sadam too late, there's still Me'ila. So, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo b'chatas shapir. If you say we're talking about chatas, that's why you could say this makes sense. Because again, by chatas, you usually have Me'ila, and then no Me'ila once it becomes mutar to the Kohanim. So that's how you could talk about here it didn't work. Ella, Iyam Rabbi Ola, Tzricha l'meimar. But by Ola, what are you talking about? That there's still Me'ila? There's always Me'ila by Ola. So you have to say we're not talking about Ola. You have to say we're talking about chatas. And if we're talking about chatas, then don't you have a right to Rav Gidol? So the Gemara answers, yes. Seif of Adam Esayelay. That last line, which has to be talking about Chatas, is definitely a siyua to Rav Gidol. Reishamai. What about the first line, though? The first line that says, Rav Pigol Olam Olenbo. Hoel Umesayelay Seifa, Mesayelay Nami Reisha. Should we say it's all talking about the same type of carbon? And since the Seif is a Raya, the Reisha is also a Raya. See on the side? O Dilma, Seif of Adam Esayelay. Or do we say, no, the Seif is a siyua. Reisha lo, or Reisha maybe not. Maybe the Reisha is not. Tosfos here discusses at the bottom of Amud Aleph, if you have a Raya from one part of it, so what do you derive from both parts of it? You already have a Raya, so Tosfos discusses, is there any way out of that? Of that Raya, other than what it said in the Gemara. Okay, period. But either way, let's just finish this up, and then we'll talk about Ola. So Gemara now says, continuing the Girsa on the side, the Seifa Mipshita de Mesayale? One second, maybe even in the Seifa, it's not such a Raya. Because what was the Seifa talking about? The Seifa was quoted right here on top, Lon Dama. Maybe there's a difference between Lon Dama and Pigol. Right, we're trying to bring a Raya here from Lon Dama. By Lon Dama, Me'ila always stays. So too Rav Gidol, by Pigol Me'ila. So maybe there's a difference. Maisha, it's an important line. Maishna halana dekavid biyadayim. Maybe by leaving over the blood where you acted with your hands. Maisa biyadayim. There, that's a real posel. And therefore, lo mahani zrika lafuki mide me'ila. So that's why the zrika is not going to take it out of me'ila, because you totally ruined it. Lina is a real posel. Machshava, but in the world of pigol, all you did was think about it. Lo kavid biyadayim. You didn't do anything with your hands, and therefore, mahani le zrika lafuki mide me'ila. Maybe the zrika would work. It's not as stained. It's not as tainted. Leaving over the dam is worse than having a pigle thought. Period. Stop there for a minute. 1 second. Let's think about this. What does the Gemara say? Leaving over the blood is called a maisa biadayim? That's not a maisa biadayim. You didn't do anything. So Tosva says, you just have to rephrase. It means that you didn't do an act that you were supposed to do. You lacked a maisa biadayim. Because you didn't do something. So that's what the Tosva says. It's the bottom of Amud Aleph, third to last line in Tosis. Tosva says, Lav dafka, tani be biadayim, ela sha'al yideh chisaron maisahu. It's something to do with an action. Not doing an act is worse than thinking about something. Thinking, having a problematic thought about pigle. That's what Tosva says. Or the way Rashi says it, right across from where we are, a little bit under the Bach. Rashi's lashon is Dilagabi machshava de pigle chashiv lulina maisa biyadayim. It's in relative terms. Right, leaving over is not physically more active than thinking. But it has to do in the physical realm rather than just in a thought process. And therefore, it's more in the world of Misa than Pigle. So that is why it might be more of a post-sale. That's why even the Sefer might not be a Raya to Rev Gidel. Maybe only if there was Halanas Adam, that's where it's totally ruined, and therefore Zrika would not be Motzi Midei Me'ila. Mashaikin, if it was Pigle, it would be Motzi Midei Me'ila. Good. It is interesting that the Gemara here says that Pigle is purely b'machshava. We had a few times already. The first daf in Zvachim, and we had it elsewhere, whether Pigle is purely b'machshava. Is it machshava? Some Rishonim say, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, maybe he has to say it. Does a Kohen, does he create Pigle just by thinking it? He doesn't have to say anything? Mefagel? If you look back in Zvachim on daf Beis, and that's a discussion of, right, it's by Shalol Lashma, that's where it's discussed also, by any of these problematic thoughts. The Rishonim discuss, is it enough to think it, or do you need Dibur? There's also Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos at the end of a Mafkin. They talk about it by Shlichus Yad. If I am watching something of yours, and I plan on using it, Sholech Yad Bepikadon. So the Gemara there says, again, Sholech Yad, you might even be Chayiv, where the Mishnah there says, according to Beishamai, HaChoshev L'Shloch Yad Bepikadon. So what does Machshava there mean? Tosfos says it means Dibur. Of course it doesn't mean Machshava. So a few places, by Shlichus Yad, by Machsheves Chus Lizmano, by Machsheves Shalol Lishma, by all these contexts that we showed and discussed, is Machshava enough, or do you even need Dibur? But even according to those Rishonim, it might be classified as Machshava as compared to a lack of Maisa. You don't have to change this Girsa according to the Rishonim that say that one needs Dibur. But either way, this is an important line both for the Halanas Hadam side of it that is called a Maisa or a lack of a Maisa, and according for the Pigle that is called a Machshava. Okay. We spent some time on, just to mention one or two sources maybe, regarding Carbon Ola. Carbon Ola was brought up here. I don't think we ever had a shiur specifically about Carbon Ola. It's come up in various cases. Carbon Ola is a unique type of carbon, in that Chatas and Ashem we know clearly Ba'al Chet. Chatas comes for most Averis, that's the first mission in Krisus, which we had a couple of weeks ago. For the 36 Krisus, and 34 of them get a Chatas. 33 of them get a Chatas, but except for Bris Mila and Karban Pesach, all of those get a Chatas. Asham, 5 reasons that a Karban Asham is brought, 3 of them are Averis. Shlamim is not Baal Chet, clearly. Shlamim is, because you want to make an Adava. The Rambam says, when you do Vidui on a Shlamim, you just say Divrei Shevach. It's not Baal Chet at all. What about Ola? Ola is unique in the kapara element of it, because various gemaras, some gemaras say Ola is lav l'chapara asi. That's the lashon of certain gemaras. The gemara calls it in the beginning of Zachim Dav Zayin, Ola is a doron. Ola is a present, Rava says. But on the other hand, the gemara also says in Zvachim that Ola is mechaper on 2 things. It's mechaper on bitul aseis. If I didn't put on tefillin one day, I bring an Ola, that's mechaper. And also on lav anita glaseis. And Ola can be Mechaper. I'm not going to get Malkus for that. So the Ola can be Mechaper. So is it Mechaper or is it not Mechaper? So it's a different question in Lundis. Is it really not Mechaper? And don't take these Bitul Asei so seriously. Is it a real Kapara? And the Gemara that says Lava Kapara Asi just means it's not as strong as a Mechaper as Asham and Chatas. Or is it somewhere in the middle? Various Rishonim have formulations that they try to have Ola somewhere in the middle. The Ramban, at the beginning of Vayikra, his lashon is Aval aseva alos asei anitik lasei hamizidin shelo hisker b'hem shum onesh. There's no onesh for bitul asei or lav anitik lasei. The ef shelo ye onesh b'hem baze. It's impossible that there's nothing. Yirtze ba'ole hazu im yiviena benidvas nafsho. You could get a kapara with the ola if you bring it as an adava. So it's like somewhere in the middle. It's a kapara. How could you have a kapara voluntarily? But it's somewhere in the middle. You have this, but it has to be voluntarily. That's why the Mishnah we mentioned yesterday, from Maseches Arachin. Remember, the Mishnah says that Beis Din, if you're not bringing a carbon, Beis Din will take a collateral from you. Only buy carbonus that Beis Din thinks that you might not bring, because it's not lachapara. Chayve shlamim and chayve olos. Different than chayve chatas and chayve hashamos. So ola there is put not with chatas and ola. Because even if it's a kapara, you might not take it fully seriously as you should. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, okay, this is already in the Rishon. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Dalet Ozvav, says, Vamar Rabbeinu Zecharim Lavracha, ola mechaperes al misha avra al mitzvah saseh acharei tshuva. Ola and tshuva work together. Ola finishes the job that tshuva started. Ki amnam niskaper avono b'tshuva. Yes, your tshuva wipes out the avera. Acha oleb tosif al kaparaso. V'yosif lehisrasos ba el Hashem Yisbarach. But an ola is like the icing on the cake. Ola is the icing. Tshuva wipes out the avera, but ola is mosif on the kapara. So again, the Rishonim know that there's some element of kapara when it comes to ola, but not as much as chathas and asham. So whenever ola comes up, it's a good place. Again, it's a huge topic, but just to mention those couple of ideas and those couple of sources. Relating to the last part that I just mentioned earlier, I forgot to mention, when we talk about dibur and machshava, not only does it come up by averus, it comes up by mitzvos. For example, there's an item that you need lishma, whenever you create a chefsa shel mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah, tliya tzitzis, sukkah. By all of these, the question is, do you need a lishma? So by sukkah we paskin, no. Right? Sukkah yishana is kosher. According to Beis Hillel, that's what we paskin. But by tzitzis, for example, you need lishma. At least for certain stages. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos tzitzis, in Simen Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, hachutin sarach sheyu tivuyin lishman. The strings have to be made into strings lishma. The Yesh Machmirin says the Rama, I feel a lenaftsan lishman. Niputz. It's one of the Avos Malachas. That's the combing out of the wool of the animal, making it straight. So that, Haminik Lahaka Beniputz. The Rama says the Minik is Lahakel when it comes to Niputz. Okay, but the Tevia, making them into threads. Sheyomar, Bitchila Sativui, Shehu Ose Lashem Tzitzis. Right, you have to do a lishma. Right, that's what happens if a nachri is doing in the tefiyah and he saw zomer al gambav. That's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush. But that's an example by a mitzvah. And we pass it as long as you say it at the beginning. Right, the Mishnah Berurah explains. V'daibas afilu liyoma akra destam asu lishma koy tekala osa das bishona osa. Okay, really you need lishma, and that's not just thinking it, but also saying it. That also would require lishma. Okay, so not only by averus, you have it by mitzvahs. This question of machshava versus dibur. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara lema. Let's try again. Lema hada misayale. Let's say this is a proof to Rav Gidel. Hapigol b'katshe katshim olinbo. Similar line of a brisa, but here it says pigol by katshe katshim. There is me'ila. So lav afagav de zarak. Don't we say this song, but even if you did zrika umisayale, and it's a proof, because you see zrika's pigol does not remove the me'ila by kachi kachim. Lo de lo zarak. No, maybe it's talking no, that you didn't do zrika sadam. Aval zarak mai. But if you did zrika what? Hachinami din mo'al and bo. What? But if you did zrika's pigol, you would not have me'ila, meaning against Rav Gidel? So then, I'm Mike Tony Sefer. Then why the next line of the Brisa is to say, "But kachim kalim ain't moalin bo." By kachim kalim, there is no meila. Why did it have to bring up another case? Liflo bereisha velisni. Why didn't within the reisha's case you could have the chilek velisni lifnei zrika moalin bo lachazrika ain't moalin bo? Why don't you make the distinction within the reisha instead of bringing the Sefer case? So Gemara says you're right. Tahu vade misayale. The fact that that distinction was not made must mean that across the board there is no me'ila by katshe kalim, and therefore that's a raya to Rav Gidel. So Gemara says lema hol masayle seifa. So fine, can we say then since the seifa doesn't have that distinction masayle nami reisha, then the katshe kachim, the first line, was also a raya? Should we say the whole brisa is a raya to Rav Gidel? So Gemara says no. There might not be a raya from both sides. Kachim kalim psikale. By kachim kalim, there's a raya because there's no exception to the rule. There's no exception to the rule where there normally there is meila. There is no meila by all kachim kalim. There is no meila until unless you do a good zrika. So that's why by saying no meila, that's across the board. That could be a raya. But achal psikale. But here by kachim kachim, Ola always has meila anyway. So there is no raya. You can always say we're talking about olas. Therefore, there's no raya from the resha, but just from the sefer. Let's just read the next line. The next line is from the Mishnah, but we'll read it again. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shahay Salashas Hetel Kohanim Emalin Ba. Any item that had a Shas Hetel Kohanim, there's no meila, even for a Yisrael. V'Chashaloi Salashas Hetel Kohanim Emalin Ba. And anything that did not have a Shas Hetel Kohanim, there is meila by. V'Eizo Shahay Salashas Hetel Kohanim. What had a Shas Hetel? Shalana V'Shenitma V'Shiyatas. If it was left over, it became Tamei, or it was Yotzei. All of those had a Shas Hetel. And that's why there is no mi'ila by those, even after it becomes problematic again. Vezohi shelohai lashaset shelohai shelashaset lekohanim. Which items did not have a shaseter? Shenishchata chutz lazmana v'chutzlam koma v'shekiblu psulim v'zarku asdama or psulim get it and do the zrikas adam. So all of those are considered lohai shelashaseter, and therefore pigol. There is mi'ila can apply to them because it never had a shaseter. Getting back to what we said before, we had a conversation here between Ravina and Ravashi. We've touched on in the past that the time period of Ravina and Ravashi had halachic significance. We know that the Stimas HaMishnah, there are many sources that tell us that there is halachic significance to the Stimas HaMishnah. We know that the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, the world is supposed to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. So, what happened at year 2,000, at year 4,000? Anything? So, year 2,000, Rashi already says in Sanhedrin that Avraham Avinu recognized God. Right? Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, of the Jewish calendar. The year 2000, he was 52. According to many, that's when he recognized God. Machlokas, Rambam, Ravid. But if that's true, then that's when the years of Torah started, when Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happened at the year 4000? Rashi says nothing. Rashi says it just means that now Mashiach can come, but obviously the years of Torah did not end. But Achronim, the Marsha, and that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and others suggest that maybe year 4000, if you do the math, is just about the time of Ksivas HaMishnah. Just about the time. So the Chazon Ish says, using this idea, that all principles in Torah were already laid out b'zman HaMishnah. Everything since the Mishnah is application. All the Gemara, all the Rishonim, the Achronim, is all applying the principles that were already laid out b'zman HaTanaim. So we know that and other sources, there are many rayas, that Stimas HaMishnah is a significant stage of the halachic process. What about Ravina and Ravashi? The Stimas HaTalmud. So that also is crucial. There is a line in the Gemara Bamitzia, out of context, but the line says, Ravina v'Ravashi sof hora'a. That's the language of the Gemara. And the Vilna Gaon uses that to explain the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat. The Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chafei, says, if a posek any time in history wants to give his own psak after going through the sugya, he can, as long as he's not arguing on the Gemara. That's what he says. Where does he get? Obviously, it's not a good idea to argue on all the Rishonim and all the Achronim, but Maker Adin halachically, can he? Yes, the Vilna Gaon argued on the Shulchan Aruch, right? But how can he? As long as it's not against the Gemara. The Gemara quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Gemara in Bamitzia, Ravina Varavashi Sofora, because that also was a halachic stage. And this is something that we believe in. After the post Gemara is a different world than in the times of the Gemara. As even, just one other source, and then we'll finish. There is a discussion in Maseches Sanhedrin, when a dayan makes a mistake. So what is the halacha? Two types of mistakes the Gemara talks about. Ta b'dvar mishnah, or ta b'shikol hadas. Ta b'shikol hadas means it's a question about logic. I made a mistake in estimation. That's one type of mistake. Those types of mistakes, generally, the din is not chozer, because I made a mistake in judgment, but I did it, and the din is a din. I might have to pay up if I'm outvoted. But ta b'dvar mishnah means you're toeh about something that's explicit. You say that there's no such thing as Shabbos. Ta b'dvar mishnah, something that's explicit. So that type of din is not even called a din, because you made a mistake about something mefurish. What is ta b'dvar mishnah? So psukim in the Torah for sure, ta b'dvar mishnah. Mishnah is for sure a ta b'dvar mishnah. We assume even the Gemara is Ta B'Dvar Mishnah. That's what we assume. The Rush, there in Sanhedrin in the fourth parak, even quotes opinions of Rishonim, that if you make a mistake in days of the Gaonim, it's Tav B'Dvar Mishnah. Because even the Gaonim have that status, even after the Gemara. But for sure, that's a Machlokas. But Machlokas Riven in the Rush, I think, there in Sanhedrin. But at least the Gemara, you see Ravina and Ravashi here, having a conversation in our Gemara, Mi'ilah Davdalad. So that is they represent a significant stage in the halakhic process. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop. Maybe we'll have a shiur about it one time, and we'll stop here.